This is Carol Flagg reporting for Healthcare Now Radio at HIMSS 18 in Las Vegas. And with me right now is Aprima Chief Operating Officer Neil Simon. Neil, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. So day two here at
yes.
HIMSS. How are things going?
It's going really well. Me and 40,000 of my closest friends here and sore feet, but really enjoying it. We've had good booth traffic and lots of good meetings. So.
Yeah. Is it just me or do you feel like there's a little bit more energy this year than there was last year?
I do. I think it is. We've had better traffic this year, and there seems to be more people really interested in things this year.
Right. So, Aprima's a leading EHR, so let's talk about that a little bit. So, the EHR industry has seen some upheaval of late, consolidation of new entrants like Apple into the market. What is your take on where the EHR industry is headed?
So, the EHR industry, one constant is change, and that's really been a constant for a long time now. So I think, consolidation is good. It allows stronger companies to survive and allows for better solutions for customers. But it also leads to challenges of people who have a product that gets sunset or bought by someone else and changes direction. So I think that ends up to being opportunities for us to come in and show our product and our services and how we can benefit them. I think, entrants like Apple and Google and Microsoft have all come into play in the healthcare. They have booths here and all put their take on it, and I think that's good. It helps show the importance of healthcare and how we need to do different things differently. On the other hand, it's a very complex marketplace, and so it's not something where one entrant is going to come in, swoop down, and change the whole world overnight.
So, Neil, yesterday the head of CMS gave a speech, and in that speech she mentioned that they were going to be looking at overhauling the meaningful use program, which, of course, is on the eligible physician side, now rolled into the MACRA and quality payment program and MIPS. What is your take on her comment about what that might mean to the industry?
I think a lot of what that's about is trying to make it simpler for physicians. The burden for them to do a reporting is very difficult right now. And they want to really make it easier for them to do. And I think one of the challenges in the healthcare space has been that when Meaningful Use started, the idea was every 2 years to have a new type of certification. And I think they're starting to realize that the industry can't move that fast. By the time a regulation comes out, and then companies like ourselves and our competitors have to build the product, have to test it, certify it, and then deploy it and train customers, you can't do all that in a 2 year span. It really takes 4 years or 5 years, and why they kept extending the program and lose credibility. So I think the sooner they can recognize that these systems are complex and it does take a number of years to see results, then you can start gaining credibility because now we'll have a chance of meeting those criteria. Whereas right now, with the current cycle, we're always playing catch up and they're just delaying it. And that sets the expectation that every rule or regulation is just going to be delayed or it's not meaningful.
Not meaningful.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's a great point. And so we're going to switch gears here. Really, Aprima is an EHR, but you're also a PM and an RCM software company as well. So obviously the rise of high deductible plans, the patient responsibility in paying for their health care has increased over the last couple of years and I think continues to increase by all accounts. How has that changed the RCM industry and what do you see in store for this going forward?
So there's several aspects that always we have these world of unintended consequences, and a lot of them sometimes can be good. As an RCM company, most RCM companies really focus on the insurance payment, and they really just ignore the patient piece because it wasn't as big a piece of the healthcare dollar. And now it's become more and more a substantial part of it. You can't just ignore it or not focus on it. So you need to come up with different strategies to deal with that, collecting that money from the patient. And I think you'll start seeing we're seeing different partners focusing and tackling on those things different ways, not just sending that patient a statement, but how to better up front let that patient know what's their piece going to be so they can collect that dollar up front, or collect that dollar over time through payment plans and other things that are more palatable to a patient than instead of saying, most patients can't, swipe their card for $500, but maybe can do it, $50 a month for 10 months or something like that. And so as an RCM company, we have to look at how do we go about managing those things? And as a software company, how do we build tools that allow our providers to do those things? You know, one of the tools that we've been promoting at this HIMSS is called real-time patient benefit checks with TerScripts. And so what that does is allows the doctor, when he writes a script, to tell that patient, when they go to a pharmacy, here's how much they're going to have to pay. So there's no surprise when they get to that pharmacist and say, oh my gosh, this drug's $112. They'll know that ahead of time and can either talk to their physician and pick a cheaper alternative or understand what the expectation is for that treatment. And so that price transparency is a big thing that I think will change healthcare for the better in the end, but we have a long ways to go to really put that into all the systems that are required so patients can really make informed decisions.
That's great insight. And finally, I understand a premium was named best in class. Congratulations for EHR.
Yes, thank you very much. We're very proud of that. We worked really hard and focused on it. And it's not just to win an award, but to how can we deliver better services to our customers. And we say we feel like the best in class recognition is just recognizing us for what we've done both on the product side, the sales side, and the service side to ensure that our customers are happy, successful users of the Aprima software. And so we think it's a great recognition for us, and we're going to work hard to do it again next year.
Neil, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
This is Carol Flagg with another HIMSS highlight for Healthcare Now Radio.